I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
I really wasn't trying to fix what you heard about. Just the heat of the moment and the things that I did was more like, okay, great, I'm going to do this and hopefully that, you know, things will be cool. But, you know, I could have done a lot of worse things than that besides kicking somebody. I could have punched somebody in the face.
What a Dennis Rodman way to sum that up.
His brain is he has an ability to think of the worst thing to do no matter what happens.
He's like, if I had to do it all over again, I'd punch him in the face.
Could have broken his jaw instead of kicking him in his dick.
So that's how we're going to welcome basketball stories this week. Mm-hmm. I'm Kyle Scanlon.
I'm Cleveland Anderson.
And I'm Dan Dries, and today we're discussing the time Dennis Rodman kicked a cameraman in the dick.
Oh, man. This is one of my favorites because there's so much blame to go around.
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
I think so. I think there's a lot of blame.
Who is to blame other than Rodman himself?
Rodman, the cameraman was ridiculous.
Yeah?
Well, I think that's like, it's more on the league than the cameraman because he wasn't like not allowed to be where, he was allowed to be where he was, but the league let all the media people be so close to the sideline.
Yeah.
Which, after, like, the Paul George thing, I am 100% against ever having people that close or anything that close to where the players are.
And what, and Paul George thing, just for...
Oh, when he broke his leg in the Team USA trials.
Yeah.
I would debate that it would be better to have people there because it would be easier for them to break your fall. As opposed to just, like, falling onto something hard. Because if you fall into, like, a squishy cameraman...
Yeah.
It's better. Like,
it was, squishy cameraman!
They're mostly squishy, so it'd be better to... It would be better to do that than to fall onto, like, hardwood.
Oh, man. You're about to have so much beef with the cameraman's union.
I can't wait until the union comes after us. This is going to be great.
One of these soft-ass cameramen.
I'll fight a cameraman.
Why don't they just put a bunch of beanbag chairs around the court?
That would be
same
tight.
Thing. That would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be dope.
I'd be into that. Mm-hmm. But this happened 20 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a week ago. It was like it was his 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's January 15th, 1997.
Yeah, that was
a simpler time.
That was when Dennis Rodman fell on top of Eugene Amos.
Yeah, I just
Junior Amos Junior.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah,
Tori Amos is how I.
It's her brother.
Remembered that. it's
the original EA Sports Eugene Amos.
He does just completely overreact once he gets kicked. Like, he gets kicked, and then he, like, it's like he realized there was money involved, and it took him, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you can see it in his face, and then he's like, I'm gonna lay down for a while.
Yeah, this is my chance to make money.
I'll play devil's advocate. I think it was real. And they did an interview with him later on, and he, like, tried to avoid the questions, which made me think that he was so embarrassed that he didn't want to talk about it because it was real.
I don't know. I feel like, if I had a lawyer advising me on, like, how to con Dennis Rodman out of money for him kicking me, he'd be like, don't say anything. Don't give, like, we're just going to do this in court
because
you're going to fuck up in an interview.
Yeah.
Well, part of the settlement that he had with Dennis Rodman was that he couldn't talk about it.
Oh, gotcha. So, that could have just been why.
Yeah. And that's so weird that Rodman would be like, please keep this discreet.
Yeah, after it was viewed by thousands of people. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of people.
And he's got, like, so many of those incidents that it's just like, at this point, lean into it. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Just keep stepping out. Just kicking. Like, repeatedly. I mean, if you just give him something to talk about.
Yeah. I love, though, the sideline thing. Have you ever seen the thing with the Toronto Raptors where someone did a review of their court? and they had diagonal letters underneath the basket that said Raptors, and this guy had clearly pulled just like the overhead shots of all the courts, and he couldn't tell that it was just diagonal fonts, and he thought that they were, the word Raptors was coming out of the floor, and he was like, this is very dangerous. Players could trip on this.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I can't be real.
Oh, you gotta look it up.
How high was that person?
It's my favorite thing ever, because it's clear, like, all right, you've never watched a game.
Yeah.
People step on that.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. This guy, the camera guy, though, it's hard to find a lot of information about him.
No, he kind of kept it quiet after this, which is weird, because it's like he was a freelance photographer, so you'd think it like anything to raise his profile he would do.
Yeah, I thought so too. Like, I kind of thought he would be like all over the place more, and it was like I found one interview with him, and it was like 2010 or 11, and it was like a blog, like a WordPress blog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it was real.
Yeah,
it was true. Mm-hmm. What if he just has like really long? Because people like, they saw some accounts like the angle wouldn't work because he kicked him under the one leg and into the whip. But he could just have like long testicles. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Your theory.
Yeah, because like it's possible. It's not possible. Mm-hmm.
Eugene
like,
Longballs Amos.
No, I mean, he's of an age where your balls start dropping, my man.
Yeah, he's like.
I threw him a man on that, so I would say that's reputable.
What a weird time to throw my man on there.
I'm playing. No, this is a
you
case.
Think
this
he kicked him. You thought it was, you think it's all angles, like Rodman did.
I think
get him
it's
in the
angles.
Balls.
I think he, the look on his face when you see Rodman before he's about to kick from like that little side angle.
Yeah,
it looks like he looked for where he wanted to kick and then kicked. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Think so.
There is like a little hesitation.
Yeah, because if it was pure just anger, he would have just kicked just to kick. But he looked and then kicked.
He did. I guess he does kind of like give the guy a look and then kick him.
Yeah, it's like, where can I hurt you the most?
And he gives him a look when he gets up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he gives him another look whenever he's like on the stretcher.
It's hilarious.
Like, oh.
It's hilarious. It's so funny. Because anybody.
Him getting taken away on a stretcher is fucking ridiculous.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, probably. Because, like, no matter the situation, getting hit in the balls is going to be funny regardless.
Yeah.
But.
Hot take by Cleveland Anderson.
It's like, no matter, even if the person's severely hurt, like, it's funny. I'm sorry. But. To be carried off onto
on a stretcher.
A stretcher in front of like 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you would make that up because it's super embarrassing.
I don't know. I feel like he got kicked and it takes like, I mean, he's able to calmly put his camera down. Like, I feel like if you're in that much pain that you need to get taken away on a stretcher, you're like, fuck the camera.
Is it a thing where like you go into shock? Like I've like gotten kicked in the balls. I've broken bones, and it's like
stop bragging.
I've broken bones. I fall down stairs all the time. I put my hand on hot surfaces that I don't realize are stoves.
Just so stupid. Dude, you're just an idiot. You're not tough.
I don't mean
you're
to
just
brag.
A fucking idiot. You're just stupid. What was your point that you were trying to tell us?
I stuck my hand into a toilet because I saw my reflection in the water. But,
is this Pocahontas?
What were you talking about again? No, but like there's like your body goes into shock like a little bit. Like if you've ever like badly injured yourself, there is a minute where you don't realize how bad it is. And maybe that's kind of what was going on.
But you have enough like awareness to like calmly put a camera down. Like, I mean, he, like, guides the camera down, and it's like...
It could be his camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, the union.
Well, wasn't he a freelance?
That's probably, yeah, it's probably...
Yeah, he probably... I mean, it probably was, like, his own $5,000, $15,000 camera.
And if I'm the Timberwolves, I'm not going to pay for your camera because you dropped it because a member of the visiting team kicked you in the balls.
Yeah, like, and I don't think his family had a bunch of money either.
Yeah, no.
In that, like, blog that we read or whatever, that was, like, the one that he got interviewed on, his wife's like, this is the first time we've taken a vacation in 7 years. They went to Milwaukee.
For the vacation?
Uh-huh. Wow. She had some family there.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, yeah. He was probably immediately like, hey, could that also be part of the non-disclosure agreement? Don't say when the last time I could afford a vacation was.
Hey, can you please stop? This is worse than getting kicked in the balls by Dennis Rodman. He did have like a weird quote where he was like, I always respected Dennis Rodman before this, and I'm sorry if he thought I overreacted.
Yeah, or if he felt that I faked the injury or something. Yeah, that was so weird to... I feel like that's one of those things where, like, we're so used to athletes who are trained how to talk to the press when someone is, like, trying to do that pattern where they're like, I have always respected and admired Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, it's my least favorite thing about sports is that, like...
That's terrible. That's why Ron Artest is so great, or Dennis Rodman, like, all these types of guys.
Mm. I love them all. These are my favorite kinds of players.
Yeah. You're an outspoken JR fan.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised on Dennis Rodman. And he carried me to J.R. Smith.
My favorite line in the Dark Knight Rises.
You just be canon.
It's also kind of tight because at the same time, it's like, you got kicked, I got kicked in the nuts by Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? A piece of history.
And you got $200,000.
Yeah. It's like, I'm that guy. Happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, he should be a legend in Minnesota.
So this was like another weird thing that I didn't understand. Someone smarter than me would have to look further into it. But this like changed a tax law that was like with lawsuits, because the guy sued for $200,000 and he was supposed to get the $200,000. And then they like did some law around in the state that where the lawsuit took place, I guess in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically had to give up $80,000 of it to taxes.
What?
Yeah, why?
Of the lawsuit. I don't know. The law changed as, like, because of this incident.
Man, what an unlucky dude. Yeah,
for real. Jesus.
Yeah.
You better hope it's fake. Because if it was fake and you still get $120,000, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But if it was real and you were like, I feel like $200,000 is a just amount for the pain I went through, and they take $80,000 away, like, that's fucked up.
Well, Dennis Rodman lost $1.2 million over it.
Yeah,
well, so he lost really? The $200,000, mm-hmm. and then he got suspended for 11 games, no pay, which was about $1 million, and $25,000 fine from the NBA.
Damn.
Is his longest fine or his longest suspension in his NBA career? Isn't that weird?
At the same time, I feel like it's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you're rich. You might. I gotta get, if in that clip, he does not sound sorry.
No, he's not sorry at all. Like, he's not sorry one bit.
Dennis Rodman, he has no concept of money. He does not give a shit.
No.
Because he used to be dirt fucking poor.
So I've met Dennis Rodman before at the VIP strip club. In Chicago,
what?
Illinois.
Just so everyone knows, we're going to give VIP a sweet plug right now. It's right next to the I.O. Theater.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Girls will improv taking their clothes off at VIPs.
It is my favorite
hilarious.
Thing.
No, Dad!
Because it's like, it's all these like dorky-looking improv people standing outside smoking cigarettes, and then 100 feet away is like bouncers and strippers.
Yeah. It's so awesome.
It's just ridiculous.
But he was standing outside smoking a cigarette, and I, like, couldn't help myself, and I said, hi, and he said, hey, and then we talked for, like, literally 20 or 30 seconds, and then a limo showed up with a bunch of girls in it, and he goes, well, that's my ride, and he just got in and left.
The only time it's not ironic, right?
Yeah, I saw him in VIPs, like, making it rain, and, like, he was, like, which is the whitest way I could say, making it rain, I pronounced all the words.
The way you said it, I was like, what does that mean? What does making it rain mean?
I said it in such an uncool way, making it rain! Making it rain.
Oh man, Kyle's saying things he read on Urban Dictionary again.
God. Cleveland, is this how you say this?
I just want to be down with the hip hops. Oh man.
Fuck.
I like that you asked me. Like, Dan, no, Dan's the one who mentioned Urban Dictionary.
It was the racism inside of me, Cleveland.
I love it. When I was in college, there was some girl from Connecticut who she was talking about, like, it was like the first day in college, we're all in the dorms, and she's like, Someone asked me if I wanted to kick it later. What does that mean? And I was like, you have to be fucking kidding me. That's not even slang.
Stay home by yourself. You deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like, miss me with that Connecticut shit. And she got real sad.
She also probably didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, I was like, I'm inventing slang right now. This is going to be hot in 5 years.
She was like, I got so many things to Google. I'm going to stay home.
Miss me with that Connecticut shit. Hell yeah.
But anyways, like 2 days after I met Dennis Rodman, an article came out about how he couldn't afford his child support payments anymore. He was broke. And I just saw him throw a bunch of money in the air at strippers. Like literally 48 hours before that.
Oh, man. That's such a perfect place to see him.
It really is. Because, I mean, like, he's a fucking drinker, too. Like, he's not... I never realized that. I always thought he was just, like, one of those guys that was like, I like to drink. And then it's like, you see, like, photos and videos of him, and you're like, oh, he gets fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, like, a full-blown alcoholic.
I think he just went to rehab again. Yeah, or because he just got arrested again.
That's probably what he was doing in North Korea, right? They said that they had him and Kim Jong-un have the love of Hennessy. In common.
Dude.
He loves Hennessy. He loves Hennessy and the Chicago Bulls.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That's such a huge fuck it move to be like, I'm going to get ripped drunk next to this dictator.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I feel like I would be freaked out near a dictator, but I'd be like, all right, I think I can handle myself if I, like, have my wits about me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can manage to not get thrown in jail. Yeah,
see, even, real. Like, even just, like, on an airplane, I'm like, I'll have a drink or two.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too scared to, like, be outside of, like, I don't want to be, like, fucked up on an airplane, like, well alone with, like, a dictator. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. He's just the best, though. He has so many of those moves. Like, when he was with the Spurs and he headbutted John Stockton.
Yeah. Which, I hated John Stockton growing up.
Yeah,
so I was kind of glad it happened.
I didn't realize he was the all-time leading steals.
Yeah, assists and steals.
Mm-hmm.
Steals?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know steals.
Yeah, because he's just like an Iron Man player. He's like missed so few games and played so many seasons.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, what a weird time. Like, also, the other thing is like, did you see all the suspensions Rodman had leading up to this game?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that he didn't get more games.
Mm-hmm.
So he headbutted a referee in like March, like the season before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then going into the season, so this happens in January, and from sometime in the beginning of the season to this date, he gets suspended for another 2 games because he just like cussed out 2 refs like on the court. Like just like let him have it on the court.
Mm.
This is all with like Jordan as his teammate.
Yeah, well, no, they said they got to a point with when Scotty and Jordan where they were like, if it's not a critical situation, we're not gonna go over there and like calm him down.
Yeah,
because it was too much.
They didn't even talk off the court.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was too much because they had to like look after him. But I mean, yeah, like if you see like the times you see them go up to him, it was because it was like a crucial game or like he needed something. But other than that, they would just be like whatever.
Yeah,
he was too much of a headache.
But it is weird to, like, I remember being, like, a kid and liking him and, like, him getting technical fouls for, like, literally raising his eyebrows at a referee.
Mm.
Like, they just had nothing for him
by
the end of it.
Such a short, and it, I mean, it makes sense. Like,
yeah, you headbutt a referee,
And, well, if you've ever read, like, that, the Tim Donaghy book, like, you understand that referees are, like, a fraternity.
Yeah.
And they kind of have each other's back. So, like, if some guy talks back to a ref, they'll be way quicker to throw fouls at him.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, like, if you attacked a ref, how quickly they'd be like, yeah, we'll toss you. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're done. Yeah.
If he wasn't on Michael Jordan's team,
mm-hmm.
he would have been, he would have twice as many suspensions.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was on the team that was keeping the NBA like popular and relevant and huge.
Yeah. God. What a lucky dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nah, yeah, he got, but I feel like I still feel like bad for him because his life was shitty.
Oh,
into a basketball.
Terrible.
And even after, he's just like,
yeah,
it's like you are just a sad person.
Yeah.
And it like radiates through everything he does.
Yeah.
His, I read this thing about his dad, or it was he has this documentary about him. his dad left them when him and his two sisters when they were three, and he fathered over 25 kids.
Yeah.
Like, throughout his lifetime.
And his mother, he was like, his mother never showed him any affection.
Yeah, his mom, like, I guess.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. He also, like, found basketball real late in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because he grew so late.
Yeah.
He was, like, 20, and he was 5'9", and then he jumped to 6'8". That's a Dennis Rodman story from Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But
similar thing happened to Anthony Davis, too.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, it happens.
Where he was like a guard and then played a big man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grew like 7 inches in the summer.
God, your back would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your knees too.
Well, have you ever heard that thing about Rodman stealing watches from the airport?
No.
Nah.
Before he like, because I think he walked on a community college was like how he got his start in basketball.
And he scored a lot of points on that team.
Yeah.
He had like 42 points.
He was just a better athlete than everybody.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But he was before that. He was like working at an airport as a like late night janitor, and he saw a bunch of watches in like a duty free shop and stole all of them. And he didn't realize like he did never cross his mind like oh there might be cameras or something. So he stole all the watches, gave them to all his friends, and then the next day they were like, "All right, give us the watches back." He's like, "I can't." Like, well, you're fired. Like we're gonna fire you anyway, but. All right.
Yeah.
And then they didn't press charges on him for some weird reason, but
it is weird.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
Wow. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that like the NBA was not an easy road for him.
No.
No, he was a guy who was going to have like a hard life kind of no matter what.
Yeah. Even with like the saving grace of like the NBA.
Yeah.
That for some people it would change you. It was like his life. Because it like wasn't like his life was like rough or just like, it was just like it was sad.
Yeah.
It was like rough and sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. So.
Well, he was also always a guy that like when people talked about him, it would take like 10 minutes of conversation and then they'd be like, you know, secretly he gives a lot of money to charity.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's very true. Like he was always like, he's always like a well-meaning dude. And I think that's why that works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he was just like, I don't know. I don't know. Like you, it's just like one of those things. Like where he really was like a nice guy, I think at heart. But like, this is not a great example of that.
No.
Yeah, and he was brought up on the Bad Boy Pistons, so yeah. I mean, like,
Bill Laimbeer was like telling him, "Yeah, elbow a guy in the throat."
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it was like
he doesn't need that. And it's I was just say, Adam's apple.
He said it was like the first time he felt like a family. So, I mean, if your family is telling you to go out there and just beat the shit out of people, then...
Yeah, he spent holidays with Chuck Daly.
Yeah, he was...
Like, that's, like, how...
Man.
Which, how much would you pay to sit at that dinner table?
Dude, I would love to hang out with Chuck Daly. That guy seemed awesome.
Yeah. What was his nickname? Papa something?
Daddy Rich.
Daddy Rich,
yeah.
Daddy Rich.
His nickname was Daddy Rich. Mm-hmm. Because he wore, like, nice suits. Mm-hmm. Like, he was in that first wave of really good suits.
Slick back hair.
Yeah.
Pat shirt, Riley.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and Pat Riley were the dudes.
Like, mob bosses.
Is there anyone now who, like, dresses well on the sideline? I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
No, there's no coach that has, like, a lot of flash right now.
Nah.
There's no guy.
Stan Van might be the closest thing to like a coach that stands out.
Yeah,
but it's
he's
not
just losing
flash.
His mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and also like chugging Diet Pepsi like the other percentage of the time.
Going crazy, yeah.
D'Antoni? I feel like D'Antoni with the mustache is maybe the most.
Yeah, see that.
Eric Spoelstra could be, I think, if he wanted to be.
Nah, he's quiet and.
But he's just like a. Yeah. Like a I feel like if he wanted to wear, like, nice suits, it wouldn't look weird on him.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyways, this took a weird direction. We're just talking about nice suits now. This part of the podcast was brought to you by Brooks Brothers.
We said nice suits, all right? Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss suits are nice.
All right. that got weird.
I threw that out there hoping that we would just talk about suits for a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with pocket squares? Do you do the triangle or the square?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I've only worn one like one time.
Yeah, I don't know for sure what to do with the pocket square. I'll just put it in there.
Blow your nose with it.
Yeah, try to make it look fancy. And then, you know.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up.
That's been Suit Corner with Dan Reese.
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
I'm wearing a suit to the next recording. Guys, if I sound dapper on the next one.
Yeah. You know why. Now you know why. But yeah, so, I mean, like, I don't know. What do you think? You think this guy... Oh, the other part is, like, the announcers, whenever this is happening, there's, like, a fun... Where they're just like, this guy is ridiculous. Like, oh, now he needs a stretcher. Like, they
totally side with Rodman. They are not buying it.
Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah.
Which is... And then, if you listen closely... the guy who works at the stadium plays the Andy Griffin theme song for no reason at all, just to like troll him.
Man, that's so fucked up. We all know Dennis Rodman hits people. Like, to then be like, yeah, this guy's a chump.
Also, too, if I'm the cameraman, it's like even if it wasn't my testicles, he still kicked my inner thigh really hard.
Yeah, like, he's still a giant man.
That's enough for me to ask for a stretcher. At least give me that.
I mean, yeah, he connected well enough that I'm like, I'm sure the inside of this guy's leg was just like purple. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
What if Dennis Rodman dyed his hair purple in honor of that guy's balls?
That would be pretty dope.
Yeah. I think that'd be a cool way to celebrate.
I'm always amazed that no one has bit the Dennis Rodman thing of like, yeah, I'm going to have crazy different colors. Like the closest thing I can think of is George Hill having blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. That looked weird, too. He just looked like Drew Hill.
Yeah.
He was like a year ahead.
Yeah.
Cisco.
Or Cisco.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was just ahead of the curve on that one, because then, like, a year later, so many dudes had blonde hair.
Yeah. I mean, it was that thing that Kanye
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to have blonde hair?
I'm going to wait until I full on go bald and I'm going to have a blonde horseshoe.
Oh, oh God.
I support that.
I can't believe you're going to do that in a year and a half.
I'm going to lean into it hard, man.
Hell yeah.
I really support that as well. So what are you guys got any final thoughts on this thing?
I think that it was real. Whether he hurt the inside of his thigh or whether he connected to his testicle, I feel like Dennis Rodman was clearly in the wrong. I feel like he maybe hammed it up a bit. But if I was in his position, I would do the same thing.
I would love to see you overreact to something.
Yeah.
And also,
the way he fell back was like, he stopped like he didn't feel anything because he looked at him like, also, too, that could have just been, like, his, like, him just trying to be macho and be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
He kicked me. And then he, like, felt the pain. But I don't know. He took a while. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Also, if you look at the video, one of the cameramen is looking at Dennis Rodman like, yeah, I know. He's a fucking bitch. Like, if you look at it, he was like,
while he was touching
his arm, like, it's okay. He looked at that Rodman like, what's this fucking guy? Like, it was crazy.
Oh, man. I would love if the other cameraman came out and sold him out. And they're like, yeah, Eugene's soft, man.
He's a bitch.
Everybody knows he's a bitch. Eugene's a bitch. That's kind of, I think he saw a good opportunity to make a little extra money.
Yeah,
it definitely feels like that. And like Rodman is a physical, if he wanted to hurt him, I think he really could have hurt him. Also, this opens up the window of all the great physical things, like wrestling Dennis Rodman, WWE Rodman.
Man, we got so many Rodman episodes to do.
Oh yeah. Man, I wish that there would have just been a time when he's like, I'm going to play defensive end for the NFL for like one game.
Yeah.
Worst team has to put me on, because he would have been fun to watch.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would watch that all the time. I bet he would get ejected before the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. He would have had like a face mask immediately or tried to fight someone.
He was like just one of those guys, too, that you're just always like, there is a certain group of people that really don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, a certain group of, like, basketball fans that are like, I like a lot of passing, and then, like, you know.
Yeah, people who are, like,
fundamentals.
Yeah, they're too into how pure their love of the game is.
Yeah.
That and people who just don't like the NBA point to him as, like, Dennis Rodman, Allen Iverson. God. Those are the most fun players.
Yeah, they're the most fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of applaud him.
Who's the closest? Who's the closest to Dennis Rodman in the league now?
Draymond.
For sure, Draymond.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Draymond without a doubt. I think on the court and kind of like just the way he behaves towards like officials and other players and stuff.
Who would be the second? Because I feel like it's definitely Draymond.
Boogie.
Yeah, for
sure.
Yeah,
Boogie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace for a second there was like the closest to on the court him, but off the court there wasn't much to Ben Wallace, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, yeah, definitely not. Yeah. But yeah, I would say, what about you, Dan? How are you feeling about this thing? You think it's cameraman, Dennis, everyone?
I feel like this one, like, obviously it's on Dennis Rodman. He kicked the guy. The cameraman didn't do anything.
It's hard to say it's not his fault a little bit,
but
least.
There's, I don't know, there's something, just because it's happening next to sports, anytime you see someone flop or, like, pull a bitch move, even though he's not an athlete, I'm like, man, come on.
Yeah.
You got to be tougher than that.
Yeah.
I think more than anything, too, like, why are they not further away? Like, why? Don't cameras have zoom lenses on them? Why do you need to be so close?
You got to be up close for the action. People want to see the action.
Mm-hmm. Got to get the good shots. That's where all the famous, like, different dunk highlights come from, is that low angle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, that
right under the basket.
The Dwayne Wade alley-oop to LeBron James where he puts his arms out like he's going Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
That's the angle.
There was one of my favorite things. The last thing I'll say was one of my favorite things was, I'm just going to come off really anti-Eugene, I think.
Yeah.
But he was like, they were interviewing him in that like blog thing, which was like Kevin Speaks or something like that. You know, like it wasn't like a good blog.
I thought it was like Michael Wilbon.
Was it?
I thought that's what it said.
No, I think it was just a picture of him.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think
it was
pulled
like someone's
a quote
Tumblr
from like
account.
A Wilbon story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he was like, yeah, people know who I am in Minnesota. I've been here a long time. One time Kevin McHale said hi to me.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so sad. He used to say hey sometimes.
Let him have his money.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, God. Let him have his money.
So sad. Fucking loser.
Yeah. Oh, that's pathetic.
And he was like, I got to get to know the new players. And he was like, Love, Rittenhour. And I was like, God, duh. Yeah. It's sad for him.
Yeah, that's not good.
So he wouldn't trade his job for anything. So
I think he should.
Yeah.
No, you would trade. It's your job, so you would trade it for a bunch of money. Every time, that should be the answer.
Yeah. It's always the right answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Eugene.
We all don't like Eugene on this one.
Yeah.
This is like Walking Dead.
Yeah, props to Dennis Rodman for being so likable that he commits assault on camera. Yeah, and we're all like, I think the other guy's in the wrong on this one.
Yeah.
Also, props to Dennis Rodman for not punching him in the face like he said he should have done it in that clip.
Yeah, also that.
I could have punched him in the face. I didn't do that.
Also that.
That is the greatest defense ever.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Basketball Stories. Subscribe on iTunes. Tell your friends.
Leave rate and review.
Yeah. Leave that stuff. We would, please, if you have anyone you know that you think would like this podcast, we don't have any money. So tell your friends, because that's our only form of advertising right now.
Yeah,
it's very important.
I threw $3 at a Facebook post boost thing one time, and I was like, this isn't worth $3.
No. Now you're just $3 in the hole.
Yeah.
If we're looking for advertisers, I know some people who could maybe work something out. we're looking for it.
Really?
This sounds shady.
We might have to go off the air right now. Yeah, this is. I feel like this shouldn't be recorded.
It could be shady.
Something super
Welcome
shady.
Welcome to Basketball Stories. We're brought to you by Mail Fraud.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Come see us again next week.
Yeah.
Bye.